baby, put your little hands in mine. I've got something to tell you, baby. I know you're gonna change your mind. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Oh, I want you, baby, just to understand. Don't wanna be your boss, babe, I just wanna be your man. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too. You know it's true, I wouldn't mistreat you, baby. Nothing in this world is like you. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
So run you, baby.
Run to me, girl.
Put your little hands in mine.
Put your hands in mine.
I've got time to tell you.
Oh, I want to talk to you.
I know you're going to change your mind.
Please change your mind.
When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
From their new release, Delta Time, that was Hans Taysink along with Terry Evans, both of them on guitar and vocals. And they did a cover of It Hurts Me Too, the old Tampa Red tune. Hans Taysink and Terry Evans bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of the Blues Box for you here on a Friday on KRDS. 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots. Well, we just heard It Hurts Me Too, a Tampa Red number. We're going to turn now to Tampa Red, often referred to as a guitar wizard back in his day. He was originally from Georgia, raised in Tampa by grandparents, and ended up going up to Chicago. Was, by the end of the 1920s, a very, very important guitarist in the Windy City. And throughout the 30s, recorded quite a bit and also mentored a number of other blues artists. We're going to listen to Tampa Red from 1934, collaborating here with Tom Dorsey on piano and vocals. Here's Tampa Red and Tom Dorsey doing a number called You Can't Get That Stuff No More.
You know Bootleg Sal used to live across town. The law went down and it closed her down. Now you can't get the stuff no more. Now you can't get that stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. You know that place on Dago Hill, the law took the gal and the liquor still. You can't get that stuff no more. Now you can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. Thank you. used to sell hair grease. She got in trouble with the chief police. Now you can't get the stuff no more. Now you can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. There goes Joe with a great big knife. Somebody been messing around with his wife. Now he can't get the stuff no more. He can't get the stuff no more. No matter how he tries, he can't buy, he can't get that stuff no more. Please. Give it away, but now you can't get it if you offer to pay. You can't get that stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. All of the gals used to walk the street. The law done run them off his beat. Now you can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. I play. You can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more.
Yeah. I've been howling all night long. I'm a howling tomcat. Been howling all night long.
Tomcat, music from Harmonica Frank. Interesting guy. His legal name was Frank Floyd. He was raised by grandparents, and his parentage wasn't really known, but so he ended up calling himself Frank Floyd. Interesting. He recorded first back in 1951 for Sam Phillips out of Memphis, Tennessee. This was one of his early recordings. They were later released to Chess Records. Before we heard Harmonica Frank here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Tampa Red with Tom Dorsey on piano and vocals, Tampa on guitar and vocals doing You Can't Get That Stuff No More. We're going to turn to another pretty traditional blues artist, blues and Piedmont style. He played country blues, all sorts of things. His name was John Jackson. He actually performed here in Lafayette at the Hyman Center some years ago for a benefit for D.L. Menard when D.L.'s chair factory burned down. John Jackson had been on a State Department tour, went out, covered a number of Asian countries some years ago, and that's how he met D.L. and Ricky Skaggs and a number of other people that played. He's from Virginia, has one of those very interesting Virginia accents. John Jackson on guitar and vocals. Here he is with a tune called Steamboat Whistle.
I have with you, morning, night, and noon. Ever since my man left me, you do nothing but hang around.
From July of 1928, recorded in Chicago at that time. That was Ida Cox, one of the great women blues singers of the 1920s, a number called Bone Orchard. Before hearing Ida Cox, we heard John Jackson, the late John Jackson, a fine, fine Piedmont musician, blues musician. We heard him do a tune called Steamboat Whistle. John Jackson was the inspiration for Scott Ainsley to start playing blues. He played old-time music for a while, and he ended up hearing John Jackson at a concert and was just smitten with the blues. We're going to turn to Scott now from his 1995 disc, Jealous of the Moon. Here is Scott Ainsley on guitar and vocals with the cover of an old J.B. Lenore tune.
we're gonna let one damn other beer get to realize we can't go on this way. We can fly high and fly on away, but we gotta come back to one another someday.
Charlie Musselwhite on guitar and vocals from his disc Delta Hardware. Charlie is best known for his work on the blues harp, but he's also a pretty fine guitarist. Charlie Musselwhite with a tune called Town to Town. Before we heard Charlie here on KRVS, we heard Scott Ainslie from the disc Jealous of the Moon. Again, Scott on guitar and vocals doing a J.B. Lenoir tune called You Can't Go On This, We Can't Go On This Way. Music next here on the Blues Box from Keb Moe. We're going to listen to Keb doing the title track to his Grammy Award-winning disc, Keep It Simple.
Confusion up here in my home. 500 stations on the TV screen. 500 versions of the same old thing. Y'all know it's crazy. And it's driving me insane.
Superman. I just wanna go somewhere. Use my hand to keep it simple. Oh, real simple. You know, I call my doctor on the telephone. The lines were open, but there was nobody home. Press one, press two, press pound, press three. Why can't somebody just pick up the phone and talk to me? Y'all know it's crazy. You know it's driving me insane. Superman, I just wanna go somewhere. Use my hands and keep it simple. Yes, I do. Real simple. Said the cashier, I said, give me a small cup of coffee and let me get the hell up out of here. Y'all know it's crazy. Oh, it's driving me insane. Well, I don't wanna be a Superman. I just wanna go somewhere. Hold on, real simple. Well, I don't wanna be a Superman. I just wanna go somewhere. Use my hands and keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Once more, Keb Moe with a title track to that Grammy Award-winning disc. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production, services, and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And we will take a look at what's going on around the area next. We're going to start off with things going on tonight. Tiff Lampson and Company, as well as the reservation, will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Shane Vanacore and the Blues Intruders play Backstage Bar and Grill tonight. Walter Jr. will be at Imonelli. There's an aggressive folk show at Bisbano's tonight. Greg Wright will be playing the station in Broussard. Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play blues at Agave's on Bertrand Drive. And also, Steve Caron is in town. He's having a CD release party at Artmosphere tonight. Lerone Rubin plays Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, Dickie Doo and the Zydeco crew play for Zydeco Breakfast at the Café des Amis in Brobridge. Tomorrow evening, Lily Brave, the Itz, and Matthew McElveen will be at Artmosphere. Justin Rutley plays Bisbanos tomorrow. Lerone Rubin, we mentioned he's at Charlie G's. Also tomorrow night, don't forget the Acadian Village, Noel Acadiano Village, the lighting of the Acadian Village. A lot of really, really nice scenery out there. It's a fundraiser that we will be going on until around December 23rd, so something to check out during that time. Kevin Nockamp plays Randall's tomorrow night. The Lafayette Rhythm Devils will be at Liberty Theater in Eunice. Also, there's a Cajun Jam every Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville. And tomorrow night, Amy LaVere and Steve Caron will be playing at the Feed and Seed, Quail Manifold at Backstage Bar and Grill. And Junior Hebert and the Maurice Playboys play La Poussière and Brobridge. The New Orleans Suspects play Grand Street Dance Hall tomorrow night. GTO will be at Route 92 in Youngsville. And Voiceless Thunder, Nobody Panic, Project Kitchen Band, and The Interrupts all play the Wild Salmon tomorrow night. And tomorrow is the ninth annual Christmas Ball for the Pillars of Hope, which is an organization, nonprofit organization that raises toys, gets toys together, and has a food drive every year for to benefit the less fortunate families in Acadiana. And their ninth annual Christmas Ball will take place at the Dupuy Recreation Center, and things kick off around 8 p.m. Also, tomorrow night in Abbeville, Michael Juan Nunez will be playing the Richard Sale Barn. And the seating is limited, so if you're interested in attending, you might want to get ticket information. You can get that by calling 893-5760 or email lebayou@bellsouth.net. There will be a filming tomorrow night of Michael Juan Nunez's performance for the program Go Coast Louisiana, which attempts to promote Louisiana coastal culture and endangered wetlands and also advance tourism in the state. And the sale barn is located at South Henry Street in Abbeville. Showtime is 6 p.m. Again, Michael Juan Nunez. Sunday, the Reverend Charlie's Patent Medicine Show will play for a brunch at Blue Dog Cafe. Tika and I plays for a brunch at Cochon's. Corey Arsenault will be at Randall's. Also, a major, brand new bag will be playing at Artmosphere, both those groups. The Huval Family Band plays Pomp Rose and Bro Bridge. And Sunday, for the Bal du Dimanche at Vermilionville, Curtis Poulard and the Creole Zydeco Band will be playing. And as we mentioned, Steve Caron is having a CD release party tonight at Artmosphere. And Steve is in the studios with us this morning. Steve, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Raul.
And how long have you been living in Portland? You're in Portland, Oregon now.
It's going on 8 years. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it is, because you used to play with a lot of musicians around here, and then there you went. And of course, some of your fans have had a chance to hear you play here when you do come into town.
Yeah.
But tell me about the new CD.
Well, the new CD is a collection of songs that I've been writing over, I'd say, like the past 15 years. And I started kind of casually recording this with a fellow named Jerry Lejeune, and every time I'd come back in town, I might have a couple more songs. We'd go into the studio and lay them down. And maybe a year ago, we started realizing that we just about have an entire CD. So I set aside a week, and we started bringing in some guests and just working on finishing the thing up. And this is what we have.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Jerry produced it. He's a drummer. Is he drumming on all tracks?
He is drumming on all the tracks.
And then, I mean, there's so many people, local musicians that pop out on the legend.
Sure.
Benny Grave, Chad Willis, Tony Algiel on bass. Michael Juan Nunez plays guitar, as well as Bob Shoemaker. Mitch Reed's on fiddle.
Yeah.
Mitch is quite a fine fiddler. Pat Bro on accordion. Craig Futch also on guitar. Esther Tyree on violin and viola. And Caleb Elliott on cello. So it's sort of almost a who's who of...
It's funny. You know, Mitch and I used to play in bands in junior high. And one of my first gigs, actually, was with Mitch playing at the Cajun Dome for a Scout-O-Rama thing.
What was Mitch playing back then?
He was playing bass.
Okay.
So funny. We were doing Black Sabbath covers. how the times have changed.
Yeah, and Mitch now is such a highly respected fiddler with Beausoleil. I mean, he and Michael do say, boy, when they do duets, it's something.
I remember being in high school, and Mitch was starting to go around and study with all the old Cajun fiddlers, and I think he was still in high school, and he went and played for the president.
Well, he certainly has sort of soared as a Cajun fiddler. He's really, really good. And being young, it's great seeing people like that being so good. And you know that for years to come, that they'll be making great music.
And it's nice for you to still call people like us young, Raul.
Well, that's from my point of view. I hate to admit that. But you've been nominated twice for Blues Pianist in Portland?
I've been nominated five times, and okay. I've won, actually, the past 2 years.
Okay. And Portland, of course, has a lot of us here might not be that aware of it, but they have a big, big blues community, basically.
They do. I think it kind of came north out of Eugene. Like, if you look at the movie Animal House, you have a young Robert Cray from
playing
Eugene
bass, yeah.
playing in the house band with what's his name?
I'm trying to remember.
Something Day in the Nights.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who it was. But, yeah, he plays bass. It's wonderful because, you know, it's young.
Yeah, and a fella named Curtis Salgado was the guy who actually got to be friends with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and inspired the movie Blues Brothers, another Eugene.
And then
Springfield.
There's Terry Robb.
Terry Robb.
Lloyd Jones.
Yeah.
It's just must be a great place to go hear great blues.
Yeah, they have lots of great blues, for sure.
You've also played the Jazz and Heritage Festival in New Orleans.
Yes, with Harry Hippolyte back in 2005.
Yeah, old Harry. He was
Miss Harry. What a wonderful
Harry.
Soul.
Well, what time is showtime tonight at Artmosphere?
Showtime is at 9. Julian Primo is going to kick it off with Stuart Keller.
Okay.
They used to be in the Howdies together, so they're going to do an opening set, and then we'll play all the tracks from the CD and then bring up a number of guests and jam it out and have some fun.
Who are some of the guests?
Well, Craig Futch is going to play a bit. Stuart Keller is also going to play. We have Gary Grafe. So just a bunch of folks,
wow.
old friends.
That's going to be quite an evening. And then tomorrow night you're going to be at Feed and Seed.
Yes.
Okay, what time will you start there?
There we're starting at 8. So we're the opening act for, I can't remember the name of the person that we're playing with.
Tomorrow night at, Seed and Feed. It's, I've got it right here. If I can find it.
It's like Amy LeVere.
Yeah, Amy LeVere.
I've watched some of her YouTube videos a couple of times, actually. It's really really wonderful stuff. She's a national artist, so it should be a lot of fun playing with her.
Well, Steve, we really appreciate you coming in this morning, and it ought to be quite fun tonight. I think we'll turn to one of the tunes on your disc, and again, the disc is Joy. Will you have copies of this tonight?
I will have copies for sale.
Okay. How will it be distributed for people that might be interested in getting a copy that won't be there tonight?
Well, if you can't make the show tonight, it will be on iTunes. It'll be on Amazon.com. It'll be on CD Baby. It'll probably take a week or so for us to get all that stuff up and running, but it will be there.
Okay, again, it's the name of the disc is Joy. Steve Caron on keyboards and vocals. And on this track, you said Michael Juan Nunez is playing. He's not doing a break, but...
But, yeah, Michael Juan's playing guitar. Chad Willis is playing bass. Michael Juan's also singing some background harmonies on this one.
Okay, well, again, Steve, appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Raul. Good to see you.
Okay, here's Steve Caron. Again, the disc is Joy. Steve Caron with Bonnie and Clyde.
By my side.